It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. This year is one of the driest in decades in southeastern Colorado, despite recent precipitation. As KRCC's Sean Lewis reports, that has dire implications for agriculture in the region.
This is the time of year that farmers can start irrigating fields. Jack Goble leads the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District. He says farmers rely on snowmelt from the mountains to fill the river with water for their crops, and that is extremely low this year.
We still have a couple of months left, and we're eternal optimists, so we're always hopeful that we'll get another snowstorm or two, but it's a pretty bleak outlook at this point.
Goble says if conditions don't improve, farmers will likely cut back on how much they plant and what type of crops they grow. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has launched a human-bear conflict reduction community grant. Brenda Lee is the founder and president of the Colorado Bear Coalition. She hopes the grant reduces human and bear interactions.
Municipalities that may need bear-resistant trash carts or increase the use of electric fencing. And so $500,000, $250,000, $50,000 could really go a long way for that small community. Now, when we're looking at the entire state, $1 million might not feel like a lot, especially when purchasing trash cans that can cost upwards of $350 per can.
Grant applications are due May 29th and are available at Colorado Parks and Wildlife website. Xcel Energy is preparing for potential high winds this Thursday along the Front Range. Wildfire risks are expected to increase in Jefferson, Boulder, Broomfield, Larimer, and Weld County. This could lead to planned outages to reduce risks. Dry and hot conditions are expected into the weekend. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kedra Carr in Colorado Springs.